Halal Kiwi, an app that helps people find halal foods and products in Aotearoa, has been called anti-Semitic by the ACT Party for creating a boycott list of businesses that are pro-Israel or pro-Zionist. I spoke to founder of Halal Kiwi, Mohammed Soliman, about the intention behind their initiative boycotting certain businesses in support of Palestine. I started off the interview by asking what their aim is by boycotting businesses that they feel are complicit in Israel's war in Gaza.
So basically, this list was created early 2024 after the apparent and very clear genocide that Israel is doing on the babies and women in Palestine. And yeah, so I felt that that's the least thing I can do myself and at least aware the people of, that if I have $1 in my pocket and I go buy a certain product that I know very well supports Zionism and supports the genocide that's happening in Palestine, and even if it's just 1 cent that's going there, I'll just prefer to keep that $1 in my pocket and support something that is local here to New Zealand. So yeah, that was basically the very pure intention behind that.
Yeah, and can you speak to the criteria that you've used to identify those businesses that meet that criteria of being pro-Israel or pro-Zionist?
So pro-Zionist, of course, it would be anything that supports the IDF or supports the army, that is the very one that is very clear, or anything that supports Israel or has any finances or investments in Israel or anything that is related to that.
There was some discussion about the inclusion of Vogels on your list, which you have since removed. Could you speak to your decision to remove this particular business from the list?
So at the start, when the list was there, was open source. So for example, like Facebook or Instagram, anyone can post anything or add anything to it. So it was just anyone that knows of any brand or business that we should boycott, they just write it and write the reason why we should boycott, and people can just read the list and act accordingly. However, recently, after we have found that there are some inaccuracies, so we took this in our hand and we did not... We removed it being open source, so not anyone can add it, and we filtered all the brands that are not, that does not have a proper source, and one of them was Vogels, of course. But we have a clear statement from the start that people should do due diligence when they are using the boycott list.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask if you've spoken to any members of the Jewish community about how you can call for boycott of businesses that are supporting Israel's war on Gaza, while also not unfairly targeting Jewish businesses.
The research happened that it's not related to Jewish people at all. So even if you look at the boycott list, you wouldn't find the word Jew or Jewish at all on the list. Whatsoever. However, on the support list that we have another list on the app as well, which is a support list that has some businesses that support Palestine. We have a Jewish business that is owned by a Jewish person, and we're telling our users, which is around 9.5K, to support that business. So if we're anti-Semitic, I don't think we would want to have something like that in our app.
Your app is called Halal Kiwi, so could you just speak to what the purpose of your app is and why you decided to launch this business in particular in New Zealand?
Yeah, I understand. So in 2021, end of 2021, I found that there is a need for the Muslim community at least to have an app that tells them what is halal, what is not halal. Halal is just like vegetarian food is for vegetarian people, halal food is us for Muslim people that we can consume. So I created the app with the intention of making the life of Muslims easier. There's like the restaurant lists that are halal certified. There's the brands that we can scan the product from any shelf, from any supermarket, and we see if it's halal or not. And yeah, so that was the main intention of the app. But yeah, as I said, in 2024, after that genocide, I thought it would be the least thing I can do is to add that sort of a boycott list as an awareness for people.
Yeah, and what has the response been from your users so far to your incorporation of pro-Palestinian advocacy in your app?
So the response was amazing. Before the list was on the app, we had around 3,000 users. And just after that, like a few months after I added the list, we had 9,000 users, and that's increasing every day. Now it's 10,000, and after the apparent attack by ACT on us, it's actually increasing very, very much. And we can't see the stats yet. We will have to wait for like 2 or 3 more days to see the stats, but it's actually increasing because we have seen our Instagram page and our posts that we have done. It's increased by 1.1K approximately, 1K followers extra. So yeah, it's the response is amazing. We just released a public statement that we're of course educated ACT about the difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitic and how these two things are completely different. And it's actually very embarrassing that we see an MP from the great country of New Zealand, or Aotearoa, that doesn't know the difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitic. It's actually, like, embarrassing. And then the public statement we have requested very, very, very respectfully for a public formal apology by both Simon Coote and Jolliffe Moses because we have a reputation to maintain. And if we didn't get any response, we could seek counsel of a defamation lawyer.
Yeah, so that will be the action that you take if ACT does not apologise.
Exactly, yeah. Because we have a reputation to maintain, and we are anti-Zionist and not anti-Semitic. And people know the difference already, but I'm surprised that an MP would not know the difference.
That was founder of Halal Kiwi, Mohammed Soliman, on X characterisation of boycotting pro-Israel and Zionist businesses as being anti-Semitic.